The question of who is the focusing energy of the messages is a difficult one to answer tactfully and yet completely. Isness is the focus to be sought by each individual awareness. As each expands within the process of self-identification, so does the ability to allow the flow of isness to move through their experience. Each will attract into their awareness knowledge to live into wisdom. The vibratory rate of the planetary environment and the members of humanity on Earth is low enough that this ability is currently virtually inaccessible. To assist willing members of mankind to access the necessary information to provide a way to transcend this current aberrant state, various volunteer awareness points within higher vibrational frequencies have acted as booster stations to focus this information to those willing to participate on the Earth plane. Knowing the custom of Earth's inhabitants requiring the personify to identify mode, names from the exotic to the ridiculous have been given as sources of this information. The information includes exercises in discernment. Most participants failed the discernment test. Much was filled with profound truth, but much of it was drained of energy by the continual parade of victims, wanting their personal problems solved for them. The information became distorted as the focus was withdrawn, and the volunteers winged it, or faked it on their own, for their sincerity was lost in the notoriety and the greed that resulted. In view of this history, it was a mutual agreement between the parties involved in the dictation, translation, transcription process for these messages that the identities of the focus involved would remain undisclosed, and there would be no monetary rewards whatsoever involved. Further, there would be no personal information disseminated for anyone's individual benefit. The totality of the focus involved is for the benefit of the planet and its inhabitants, period. The truth of the messages is to be discerned and used for the benefit of humanity first and then gleaned by the individual to apply personally as part of the wholeness to which it is focused without the necessity of personal names to identify truth. Not understood? Then the messages need to be read again to transcend this need into commitment to the holographic intention of the information they contain. It is hoped that the succinctness of this message is accepted in the tone of importance to which it is intended. The window of opportunity to accomplish the necessary monumental conscious transition is small compared to the obstacles within the human belief systems that must be literally dissolved so that the whole may be transformed. It is sincerely hoped that the truth contained will be a sword that cuts through the armor of deception and lays open the hearts and minds of the necessary quotient for success.